Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. Today is Wednesday, May 27th. We've had no additional positive cases of COVID-19 over the last week, which includes since my last podcast on Thursday, May 21st. As a reminder, our total number of positive cases since the pandemic began is 46, and 40 of those employees who have taken ill are already returned to work. Last week, we wrapped up COVID-19 testing at the Groton site. We conducted our pilot on May 5th and carried out full-rate testing from May 11th through May 15th. We did some makeup days on May 20th and May 21st, and we performed 4,800 total tests, which translates to approximately 78% of all Groton employees. So I appreciate everybody participating in the testing who came out for it. Through this testing, we found two employees who tested positive for the COVID-19 antigen, meaning they had active coronavirus. We also confirmed that 57 employees had antibodies for COVID-19, which means they had the disease at one point and have since recovered. We conducted testing for our employees at the subbase yesterday, and we'll start testing at Quonset Point tomorrow, May 28th through Tuesday, June 2nd. We're currently building the schedule for testing employees based in New London, Kings Highway, Eagle Park, and other locations, so stay tuned. Employees at those locations will be notified by their supervisors when we get the schedule finalized. The protocols we put in place to minimize the risks of COVID-19 have yielded good results. We've had very low numbers of COVID-19 cases over the last several weeks and no large-scale person-to-person spread. Like many of you, I watch the news regularly, and I see how the rest of the nation is starting to emerge from a fairly stringent lockdown. I have mixed emotions. I believe we have sacrificed a lot of our personal liberty to try and curb the spread of this disease. I think our efforts have paid off, and that it's time for a measured relaxation from lockdown. At the same time, I realize COVID still exists and represents a risk to each of us and to Electric Boat as our communities open up and more people return to work. This is not the time to let down our guard. Each of us, here at EB and outside the gate in our private lives, must continue to do our part by maintaining our discipline to our personal protocols like mask wearing, washing our hands, and maintaining a safe distance. At EB, I'm committed to keeping our facility clean, maintaining our ability to work from home, completing our testing, and enabling social distancing in our daily meetings and interactions. It will become harder to stay disciplined as the weather warms up. Now more than ever, we must remain vigilant to protect each other and our families. So I ask you this, please consider maintaining your personal commitment to the good results we've already achieved by continuing to work together. Starting next week, we're going to pilot an additional tool to help keep you and your coworkers safe. Beginning Monday, June 1st, we will have thermal imaging cameras set up at Groton's main gate and south gate. The cameras, made by the FLIR company, stands for forward-looking infrared, take an infrared image of a person's face and use their tear ducts to determine if someone has a higher than normal temperature. Fever, as most of you know, is a symptom of COVID-19. We tested this technology back on April 28th and found that the process takes just a few seconds. While it's true that someone could carry active virus and be asymptomatic or be in the early stages of the virus where they do not yet have a high temperature, we're optimistic this tool can help prove useful in combination with our discipline to the basics. Those basics include maintaining a safe distance of 6 feet or more from your colleagues, wear a face covering while you're at work, wash your hands with soap and water, and use hand sanitizer. And most importantly, and I can't emphasize this enough, if you don't feel well, stay home. Thanks for listening.